we learned from the Bible was that
Joseph, who was essentially married to Mary, had been bitten by an angel, dropped in the water, and then he came back to what he wanted to marry.
Very, very important to us. Now, angels are very important to God. We are God's messengers. We take God's message to the people of earth. So we have a very, very important job to do. And this morning, I will ask you to take a message to all the people who are here in the church for me. And I will give you some little chocolate coins if you do that for me. But what we learnt today was that Mary was with child. It said, when Joseph found out Mary was pregnant, he decided to call off their engagement and sent Mary away. See, Joseph knew where babies came from. Mary said that she got pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph said, nice story, but I don't believe you. Liar, liar, pants on fire, he said. But you can imagine what it was like for him. He loved Mary. His future was with Mary. And then when she came back from a visit, she was pregnant. He was heartbroken. You can imagine what it's like. You're having a big birthday party. You're going to go to McDonald's and have a Happy Meal party. And your best friend, you invite them from school. And they said, sorry, I'm doing something with my family. And you're sad. But you say, that's okay. But then you go to McDonald's with your friends and you're having your party. And then your friend comes in with another friend from school and has a party with them. You feel betrayed. You feel lied to. And that's where angels come in. God sent the angel to Joseph to persuade him, it's okay, Mary is telling the truth. So when Joseph went to sleep one night, an angel appeared, it says. But an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, the child inside Mary was put there by the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid to marry her. Joseph needed his own vision by an angel to convince him. And when he woke up, he went and found Mary and said, sorry, you were telling the truth. I feel so bad. And he married Mary and took him for his wife. Now, the baby Jesus was God's present to us. That's why he was so important. And at Christmas, we can give lots of presents. We can get lots of presents. And sometimes they're not the sort of present we want. If I bought my wife one of these and said, this is just what you need to help us all, she wouldn't be very happy. She may hit me with it. And if I give this to my son, a toilet brush, he might think, oh, I'm getting a joystick for my Xbox, and oh, it's a toilet brush. And it's like, that'll help us in the family. He's not going to be very happy. What I would really like for Christmas is a Lego Millennium Falcon. But it's a bit like the story of the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe in Narnia, where it's always winter, but never Christmas. It's always on my list, but I never get it. That's what we really want. What did God give the earth? He gave them a little baby. He gave them a little baby. People might say, well, what do we want a baby for? It might be like getting a dog when you're allergic to dogs. But this baby was special. This baby was special because of the names the angel told Joseph to give to the baby. And what did he call the baby? He called him Emmanuel. It said in the Bible reading we had today, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated to mean God with us. God with us. God sent himself that first Christmas day. We have a present up on the board here. And the first present God sent us was himself. God sent himself at Christmas. Why did he send himself? So he could know what it was like to be us. And so we could know what God was like. God is not some distant being who doesn't know what it's like to be us. God came down to earth to be with us. God was Emmanuel. He was with us. He knows what it's like to be happy. He knows what it's like to be sad. He knows what it's like to have fun. He knows what it's like to cry. He knows what it's like to be us. That little baby, born 2,000 years ago, was God himself. If you were around 2,000 years ago, you could have talked to God. You could have ate with God. You could have touched God. You could have laughed with God. You could have made God bleed. And we did. So the first name Joseph had to give this baby was Emmanuel, because he was God with us. And just help us understand that. I want to show you a little video. Christmas in a nutshell.
We're going to sing our next song. So this is a song that you will definitely recognise the tune to, but maybe not the words. So we're going to stay down the front, we'll clap along, and just read the words so that you know what to sing. We are going to all stand to sing Jesus Christ is Born in Bethlehem.